Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
There are two types of guys when you're dating, okay? Two types of guys, and guys would classify it this way. There is the personality guy,
yeah,
and then there's the looks guy. Mm-hmm. You fall into one of the two categories.
Love them both.
Personality guys have to work it a little bit more. However, I think personality guys are the best guys to be with. And Travis, that's how I classify myself.
Yeah.
That's how you classify yourself too, right?
I mean, I'm absolutely a personality. There are the rare exceptions. Your John Hamm maybe is the rare exception that has personality. And the looks.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, too. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, for sure. Yeah.
There you go.
But, like, it's pretty rare. So you classified yourself in your email as the personality guy, but you did...
That's what I do. I'm friendly, I'm engaging, I'm funny. That's how I get laid.
You can hear it, guys. Yeah, now, you matched with Caitlin. Tell us how you matched. It was on Tinder, right? And what happened?
Correct. Tinder match, just back and forth, made her laugh a little bit. So I pulled her. She's way out of my league. I was super excited for this date. She was a little bit afraid, you know, with everything going on. So we met for a walk. We met outside. You know, we stayed 6 feet apart the whole time, pretty much wore masks the whole time. I thought it was awesome. She's super hot. It was a great date. I made her laugh. And, you know, I kind of wanted to play it a little bit cool. I waited till later the night to text her. She had me on red. I could see that she saw the message immediately. And here it is 2 weeks later, no reply. So I'm wondering what happened.
Oh.
So from the message that she left you on red with, have you followed up anything or just kind of this awkward enough as it is?
No, I kind of left the one text and I figured, you know, she saw it. If she wanted to get back to me, she would. And then,
Travis, I want to ask this question because I feel like it needs to be asked. You mentioned how you guys wore masks for part of the date and you're more of a personality guy.
Sure.
I'm just asking. Did you remove the mask at any point?
No, TJ, no.
We did facially disrobe at one point to make sure that nobody was hiding a Rocky Dennis under there.
Now, how would you... Oh, man. What?
Yeah, he's funny. I like him.
All right. Did the vibe change from pre-mask to post-mask?
Yeah, was there an...
No, everything right up until, like, pretty much the end of the day seemed really cool.
Okay. Damn. At first, you were thinking, that TJ, that's a dumb question. Yeah. And then you're like, well, it kind of has a point.
That's my move, man. Like, TJ, why would you actually... I want to know the answer.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. So, here's the deal. We're going to give Caitlin a call here after this. So Travis, hang on. And let's do this thing, man.
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So Travis is a self-described personality guy. As in, there are looks guys, there are personality guys, there are guys who have both. And Travis, I'm with you, man. I am a personality guy. That's what sells me. That's my unique selling position. And that's yours too. And that is how you matched with Caitlin and you got her to go on a date with you, which went really, really well, right? What did you guys do?
You can maybe throw rich guys into the mix, too.
Oh, yeah, true.
Personality guy. Yeah, rich guys,
there is
too.
There's a third.
Yeah, so you're the personality guy. You guys go on this date, and what
did you do? Yeah, we met up. We took a walk. You know, we seemed to vibe, and everything seemed to be going good. And then texted her, got nothing back, and that's where we stand today.
So we're going to call Caitlin. We're going to put this call in. But before we do, you said Caitlin's way out of your league. And when I ask everybody this, are you sure you want to make this call? Sometimes the answers can be kind of tough to hear.
I mean,
I definitely want another shot, and it doesn't seem like that I'm going to get it on my own. So, yeah, I mean, let's do it.
All right, let's give Caitlin a call with Travis, the personality guy.
Hello?
Hi there, looking for Caitlin?
Yes, this is Caitlin.
So glad we have you. It's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. How are you?
Hello.
From Virgin Radio, by the way.
Oh, hi. How can I help you?
We're hoping that you can tell us about a guy named Travis that you met a few weeks ago. We understand that you ghosted him. We're just questioning why.
Can I put Travis on blast right now, please?
Yeah, sure.
Please.
Yes.
On blast.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You can go on, please.
Great. Hi, everyone listening. If you know Travis, know that he is the worst dog owner in the world. We went on a great date. I'm not going to lie. We had a really fun time, but he left his dog in a random dog park all by himself so that he could go on a date with me.
Was it fenced?
What?
He just told me to meet him at the dog park near his place for our date. We went for like an hour-long walk there.
And he just left his dog behind?
And he just left it in the fenced yard. Like,
yeah. He ended up, so like, he we got to know each other enough and decided that we were going to continue with the date. He just decided, like, after walking around the park, that that was the best place to leave it. And he locked his dog in there by himself and just left.
And there was other dogs and people there?
Like, when we were there earlier, yeah. When we went back to the dog park to say goodbye, and he said, hold on, before I say goodbye, I want you to meet Bob. Travis walks over to the leash off area and calls over his dog Bob.
Yo, what the hell?
What?
Can you imagine my reaction? Like, why
would we go to
a dog-friendly restaurant? What is going on with this guy? This guy does not seem like he knows what he's doing in life at all. This is the most illogical behavior I've ever seen someone do for no reason. It makes no sense. There are better ways to do this.
Can I just defend myself real quick?
Travis?
Yep, Travis is here. Maybe we should acknowledge that Travis has been listening the whole time.
He's been waiting in the dog park.
Yeah. Unsupervised.
In my defense, Bob is microchipped. I know where that dog is 100% of the time. Listen, and meeting someone on a first date situation like this, Bob is a little bit of a wild man. He can get crazy. He likes to pull on the leash. He likes to bark at squirrels. You know, with new people.
Then
sometimes
leave him at home.
You mean he's a dog?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing then?
Travis, how do you think you're going to get a second date with Caitlin? Like, Caitlin, would you go on a second date with Travis?
No, absolutely not. You're out of your mind.
Caitlin, I do this all the time. Like, if I'm going out for lunch, I got to do laundry or some shopping or something. Bob actually prefers like 30 minutes
when you want to go
in the dog park
with your
by himself. Hanging out, it's no problem. I got him, when I go back to the dog park, you saw this the other day, when I go back and I call him over to meet me, I give him a treat, he's trained to stay in the dog park.
Nature's not going to dog sit for you. Stop doing that.
Like, what if someone else put their dog in there and they got into a fight? Yeah. You're not even there.
I have done this hundreds, if not thousands, of times.
You really should not do that.
You need to put the shovel away, Travis. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So here's the deal. I'm assuming, Caitlin, you said no to the second
Absolutely.
Date.
He would lock me in a closet to go watch a football game with his friend. Yeah. Absolutely not.
I mean, it's hard to argue that he wouldn't.
Okay. Oh, no. So, Caitlin, we're going to let you go. Travis, we're going to let you go. Clearly, there's not going to be a second date here. We thank you both for your time, and we are uncomfortable.
Yeah, this one got away from us.
Travis, stop doing that, man.
I mean, if it's costing me dates, maybe I'll have to rethink it.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow. Maybe, darling.
What do you think? Text us your ghosted reaction to 999-999.
I would like to point out that via text at 999-999, there were some people that were like, whoa, give Travis my number. And then they heard the second half and they were like, maybe not.
Yeah, you guys ready for a story time from the 289? This guy is top tier. Give him my number. I don't even care what Caitlin has to say. That's after the first call. And then 5 minutes later, all caps. Never mind, LMAO.
Right?
Hashtag dogs over D's.
Yeah.
Another one from the 647. I can't get past the dog's name being Bob, to be honest.
Really?
I love a good human name.
I think it's
good
too. Larry. I saw Larry and I was like, that's a good name for a dog.
Reginald.
The one thing I want to throw out there too is if you have your dog microchipped, it means that they can find its address if it's gone, but you don't like, it's not like you have an app.
It's not like Find My Phone.
Find My Phone, that's when I instantly thought. I'm like, unless he's got something I don't know about. Anyway, hit us up on the text, Travis. And you can watch this live right now at Virgin Radio Toronto. You can see the whole thing. We were.